Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very easy to talk to. You know, you're a strong man of your faith, and that's what makes it so easy. We connected like that in the beginning.
What is up, everyone, it is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Wednesday night show. And I'm talking about Kingdom Boss. You all, look. We started this off last week, and we had an amazing episode last week. And you all reacted so well to it and interacted so well with it that we brought it back again. And as I was praying to God about who to bring, God told me to spin the block on someone that I had on Will Talk Monday. And you all, y'all heard her I Survived This story on Will Talk Monday. And y'all ain't even hear all of her I Survived This story on Will Talk Monday that time. We still got to get her back on there to give the rest of that story. But tonight, we're talking about her being a boss. And I'm talking about Miss Sanitria. So, you all, let me give y'all a little bit of information about her in case y'all been living under a rock and y'all don't know who she is. If y'all don't know, y'all about to find out about her. Sanitria Badim is a content creator, business owner, and mother who is on fire for the Lord in a way that is curse-breaking and courageous and contagious to all who encounter her. She is a wealth of information and embodies what it means to be a kingdom boss. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to like, I want y'all to share, I want y'all to tag. Tell somebody and tell everybody that Miss Sanitria is on Kingdom Boss.
you for that introduction. How are you?
I am well. I am well. You all, let me tell y'all, I hit her up. This is a pre-recording. I hit her up on Monday. Asked her, does she want to do this episode? And she's like, yeah, for sure. When you want to record it? I said, either tonight or tomorrow.
You didn't even say tomorrow. Nah, don't front. You said tonight. I didn't receive any other options.
I'm like, tonight.
So my assumption was you had somebody booked and cancellation happened and you were like, I need to fill the spot.
No. It was like I was praying and I have been meaning to reach out to you all weekend. Mm-hmm. But life is lifing all weekend long.
It does that. Life be lifing.
So then today I was like, let me hit her up while it's fresh on my mind. And you all, what I love about her is it can be months since we've had a conversation. But when I hit this girl up, when I hit this woman of God up, and I tell her like, yo, I need you. One thing I know about her, and two things for sure, she got my back. And same thing with her. I'm the same way with her. If she needs me for anything, I got her back. So tell them a little bit more about you in case they've been living under a rock. Even though I gave them a little bit of your bio, give them a little bit more.
All right. Well, I am a single mom. I am a mother of a beautiful 6-year-old. So glory to God. He is probably the second love of my life. Jesus is the first. Okay. I am the founder and CEO of Spirals Kinks and Coils, which is a traveling natural hair business that I run. We also sell hair, shameless plug. And so you can find that information on my website. I'm also a content creator. I do make natural hair content on YouTube under Spirals Kinks and Coils. And I also make cash stuffing videos under Sinitria Baby. And I share more about my personal life, my finances as a single mom, how God blesses me to be able to get it all done. And I am also back in school pursuing a dream. So I am doing, I got a lot of things going on, but glory to God, I can do it all.
Through God, you are able to do all things.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into the conversation.
Okay, what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
When I say Kingdom Boss, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Besides yourself, obviously.
Honestly, when I think of a Kingdom Boss, the first thing that comes to mind, it's not a title, it's not a office, it's not a position. It is a person that has the ability to know their authority through scripture, to use their authority through scripture, and to command what the word says to come to pass in their life. They know what that word says, and they genuinely understand how to command their authority given to us in Christ Jesus and get things done for the kingdom. That's a kingdom boss.
I like that. They understand the authority that they have and they're able to get it done.
Absolutely. But it has to be the authority given to us through Jesus Christ, and it has to be done via the word. Nothing else is more powerful. Nothing else scares the enemy more but the word of God. Angels hearken to the word of God. So it's not just knowing your authority, but it's commanding it, acting in it, and knowing the word, because the word is what has the power.
That's right. It's the scripture even says the word of God is sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
So, all right. How did you get into the content creation side of things? Because you all, I will honestly say, when I met her, she has helped me behind the scenes a lot with everything that y'all see. A lot of the aesthetics that y'all are seeing. The reason why it's so easy to even find me on YouTube now is because of her.
You had a super complicated handle. I was like, we're going to have to simplify this.
I was like, where's James A. Cover the Third? And you like, no.
But has your views increased since your name got more simplistic? Exactly. It's easy to find. Is. It'll come up in the algorithm. It's not hidden anymore. It's you can't be hidden. It's got to be easy to find. Honestly, how I got into content creation. So I got my degree. I have a bachelor's degree in professional communications, and I majored in public relations, and I double minored in media literacy and video game culture. From there, I did a combination of internships, and I've always been interested in content creation. And I started when I was in college, actually. I started my hair YouTube channel in college. And I didn't even have a camera. I did not have a really good smartphone camera. It was like late thousands at the time. And I was using the webcam on my laptop to make videos, edit, upload, the whole nine, just using my computer for school. And if I'm being really honest, I got really discouraged because I was seeing people like level up their content. They had intros and outros and these dope cards at the end. And I felt some type of way. So I stopped posting, but I never stopped learning. And so when I gained the confidence to post again, I just hit the ground running. From becoming an Amazon associate to being able to sell products. I used to sell health and wellness products for a while, and that really helped me with my confidence on camera. And then just me being me. I was never afraid of public speaking, and that was always something that people feared. And I genuinely believe that that's a gift that God gave me, because I'm not afraid to get out in front of people and speak my mind. I'm just grateful that he's given me wisdom and a Holy Ghost boldness to do it for him.
And you all, she definitely has that Holy Ghost boldness. She will call out anybody that is not walking in the will of God. She's not afraid to do it. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about her. Her content always lines up with her walk with God.
That was hard to do at one point. That actually took time to get it there, because there was one point where my content was somewhere in the middle. It was a little bit of both. And I was looking at it and I was like, okay, God, if I am an example, what am I showing people? What example am I setting? And he was like, you have to pick a lane. What you doing? Make a decision. You in or out? And I'm all the way in, 10 toes down.
I love that. So who would you say really influenced you the most as far as with content creation and with everything else you do?
Honestly, I don't know if I would really call it an influence, or more so just a few people that have inspired me through social media. One of them is a natural hair content creator who was making videos around the same time that I was, and she stayed consistent and I didn't, and she blew up, like, to the point where she's in commercials, she has multiple channels, all of the things. And so I think that just taught me the importance of consistency, because there really wasn't much different between her content and my content. Our hair length was the same, about the same at the time. The main difference was she was consistent and I was not. And so I was like, okay, there's something to be said about consistency. Another thing that was really inspiring when around social media was just all the different avenues. It was like, it didn't matter what you were interested in. There was an online family for every interest. All you had to do was put it out there. And so I think just reminding me that if I put it out there, the family, the community will find me. My community will find me.
Facts. So in other words, you had that mindset of we send it, we plan it, and they will come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think another big inspiration was there is a Christian content creator, business owner. He owns Think Media. His name is Sean Cannell. I took his YouTube course, but I also just watched his videos on his Sean Cannell channel. It's Cannell with two L's. And his Think Media channel, his Think Media podcast channel. He is a Christian YouTuber whose goal is to help other business owners make a full-time income online, but he does it all according to his faith. Nothing he posts goes opposite the word of God. He's very adamant that you can be a believer and God will provide. And I think that that was one of the biggest inspirations when I really got serious, is seeing other believers successfully be content creators. Because majority of content creation, a lot of it is thirst trapping, it's non-believers, it's people doing pranks, it's people being inappropriate. And it can be a little discouraging for somebody that wants to follow Christ, worried that people aren't going to watch their content. But there are Christian comedians, there are people that make Christian film on YouTube, like solely on social media. So I definitely think that there is space for everyone. And at the end of the day, promotion comes from God. And so I genuinely pray over and give over.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My platforms to him and let him know that I would like to be a vessel for him to use. That's what a real kingdom boss is to me in that sense. Like, I want to be a vessel. It's not about me. It's not about my desires. It's not about what I want. I am out of the equation. I am irrelevant. I do not matter. It is about the word. It is about the Lord. It is about getting the message of Jesus Christ. It's about reminding people to come back to repentance. It's about letting people know that there is nothing you could do so bad that God can't forgive you for it. And it's just, it's about doing the work that Jesus asked us to do in Matthew, the Great Commission. Make disciples of men. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And social media is just another avenue to be a disciple.
I feel that. Like when I started on this social media side of ministry, I started it with just a prayer call in the middle of COVID, where I was doing it on Zoom, and it's called PRL, which stood for Prayer Request Live. Then one of my cousins, she called my phone. And she's like, bro, I love what you're doing with PRL, but you really need to push something out there for younger people. So, because a lot of young people are not going to get on a prayer call.
How do you know?
They'll watch a show.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
She's like, they'll watch a show where, like, you're having, like, real conversations. So I started a show entitled Monday Movement, which then in later on became We'll Talk Monday. And then the shows just was birthed from that. But it all started because I was obedient to what God said do in the first place. Now, have I always been obedient? No, because at some points I started getting a big head and started feeling like I was doing this, I was doing that. Like,
forgot it wasn't about you.
Yes. And like, literally, God had to set all of it down. He's like, oh, for real? You doing it? Okay, bet. Boom, shut down. So I'm like, all right, God, look, I'm sorry. You the man. I forgot. You the man. Like, give it back. Okay, bet. I'll give it back. He grew it back up again.
Yes.
Once again, you know what? Yeah, I'm liking this. Yeah. I'm blowing up. God, like, wait a minute. Boom, cut. Then had to start all over again. This is my third time, y'all, at a restart point. And this time, I refuse to go back because I'm like, okay, God, like, fool me. Get on me once. Okay. Get on me twice. Okay. But this third time, look, God, obviously you know better than what I know. So let me stay in your will. You bring the people to me that I need to interview. I'm going to just be your vessel. I'm not worried about having no big team around me this
time. We have to surrender. That is such an important part of our walk. We have to surrender, because the second you don't surrender, you start idolizing things, whether it's the fame, it's the clout, it's the recognition. There are prophets out there that idolize themselves for being able to do deliverance. That's not you, bro. That's Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? There are people out there idolizing their bank account. That money doesn't belong to you. Everything belongs to God. Everything. You are the steward over it. But if he can't trust you, he'll definitely take it.
Man, it had gotten to the point to where I wasn't even spending time with my family like I was at one point, because I was so busy trying to focus on content creation, Like, it had become addicting to me. Like, yo, I got to get in this studio and I got to work. Shutting the door, and I'm in here for hours.
Wow.
Until I come to bed.
You know, there came a point in my content creation where I was starting to, because one of my channels is monetized. And after it got monetized, I became obsessed with watching the money build. And it got to the point where I was posting, and then like I was checking my YouTube studio more than I was reading my Bible. And I stopped posting for weeks. I had people DMing me like, hey, just checking on you. I haven't seen you in a while. Is everything okay? And I had to come back and be like, hey, y'all, I know I was gone for like 3 months. I needed to surrender back to God and let God know that this is about him. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this for him. It's not about me. I get to enjoy it because it's something that I like. And that is the grace of God, that he will give us the desires of our heart. But first, we have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And all
these things will be added onto you. And see, the beautiful thing when you fully surrender is God will make his desires for your life your desires. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing when he can combine it. But in order for that to happen, you have to surrender. You've got to let go. And I had to stop posting just to show God, I do not idolize social media. I do not idolize YouTube. I will put it down to let you know that you matter more to me than the numbers climbing on this app. You matter more. And sometimes we have to do that just to let God know how serious we are.
Man, like people don't understand, like, people don't understand how hard it is to not fall into the trap of getting the big head.
Because it's easy to do
because absolutely. You start thinking that you got it all together.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's go into the side of, I got another question for you, because I ask this question to everyone that is a mother that is doing great things and all of that. So you are a mother.
Absolutely.
You are a content creator.
Absolutely.
You are a hairdresser.
Business owner. Absolutely.
Business owner. Yeah, let me know
your
take on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Business owner, absolutely. And you're in school.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, you are a child of God.
Absolutely.
How do you find the balance in everything that you do? Because even with me, with doing a full-time job, my ministry.
Oh, I still work full time.
My full time ministry, my podcasting side of ministry, my search side of ministry. I have a struggle finding that balance. So how do you do it?
It's really simple. You have to do it prayerfully. You have to completely surrender. You have to get confirmation for everything that you're doing that God is in agreement with you doing it. I couldn't, like, there is no way that I could work full time, run my business part time, go to school, and be a parent without God. I have to fully surrender. I have to ask God, okay, God. And this is what I mean. Like, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. That means it says, pray about, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. That means when you can't find your keys, pray. That means when you don't know if you should go left or right, pray. That means when you're unsure what to do with this extra hour, pray and ask God what to do with the extra hour. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you genuinely have to let God be the head of your life and allow him to take the lead. So I didn't think that I could go back to school. It had been on my heart for a while, and I didn't believe that I could. There was, like, the spirit of fear crept in really heavy, and I praise God that I was able to get delivered from that. But the spirit of fear crept in heavy and was telling me, there isn't enough time in the day for you to do all of this. You need a 36-hour workday in order to be able to do half the stuff that you're trying to do. You're doing too much. That was the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear would tell me, you are too old to go back to school. I'm 36. It's like, you're too old. You can't go back to school. You're too old. That ain't gonna work. That's a lie from the pit. Because if God put it on my heart, then that means that's a desire of him for my life. Not to mention it aligns with my own desires. That's the grace of God. And so I had to, and like, God showed me how I was using my time. I wasn't doing nothing special with my time. Binge watching trash TV. Flipping through social media, scrolling for hours on looking at garbage. It got so bad, I had to stop scrolling on social media because it was getting to a point where it was making it harder to be a Christian scrolling. And what I mean by that is, Jesus said the sin is in the thought. So I scroll and see something and I start judging in my head, but it's not with righteous judgment. I need to repent right then and pray for that person. If I'm offended by something I see online, the Bible says to pray for those that offend you, and then you will no longer feel the offense. So I need to pray for all these people that are getting on my nerves on social media. It became too much emotional tax to scroll. Like, I ain't doing nothing but praying the whole time I'm on social media. I ain't got the time. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do something that is less emotionally draining. So one thing is, unless I am creating content, I gave up social media. I don't scroll anymore. I have friends that are like, did you see my post? Sure didn't. But you posted. I sure did. I went on there, I posted, and I got right off. I don't scroll. So I stopped scrolling. I give God time. Like, I give him my first fruits. When I wake up in the morning, when I open my eyes, I give him the day. Lord, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for letting me see another day. Thank you for your mercy. I appreciate you. Help me to be wise with my day. Help me to know how to be productive with my day. When my son has a desire to spend some time with me or do something, I make sure to dedicate time to him every single day. I make sure to dedicate time to homework every single day. And if I miss a day, I double up. There have been days where I've done 8 hours straight of homework because I left it to one day in the week. Don't do that. It's a bad idea. It's not worth it. So it's easier if I do an hour and a half every day. That's not bad. Like today, I said yes to this podcast. I was outside with my son throwing a Frisbee for over an hour. Just throwing a Frisbee back and forth. He's the happiest kid in the world. Throwing a Frisbee with his mom. It only cost me an hour. And I got to see him smile and watch him run around. I watched a movie with him when we got back in after dinner. That's an hour and a half? I gave my baby 2.5 hours today. That doesn't seem like a lot of time, but when he's gone from 7 to 3, 2 hours, that's majority of the time before bedtime, and that's devoted to him. I can do homework while he's sleeping. I can pray while he's sleeping. So what I do is I intermittent fast. And so when I take my first break at work, that's when I eat lunch in that 15 minutes. I eat lunch in 15 minutes. Then when my lunch break comes, I make a video. I create content on my 30-minute lunch break. So it's really just time management, if I'm being really honest. And I only run my business on the weekends, or if I don't have a lot going on, I may take one or two appointments during the week, but it's based on my convenience. And the beautiful thing about it is I block off time to give myself work-life balance. There's a couple weekends out of every month that I will not take a client. That's my time to sleep in, do something with my child, be active, rest, clean, whatever it is I need to do. You just have to balance your time. But that didn't come from me. I didn't think of that. That is the wisdom of God that I asked for manifesting in my life. So how do you do it? You ask God for wisdom and you mean it and ask him every day.
Well, I feel that. So also, I forgot to add this, like, you are a workout advocate as well. Like, you are constantly working out.
I am doing my best. It is a challenge with a lot of things that I have going on, but I really try to go twice a week. I missed today because I said yes to the podcast. So
I don't know what podcast you're talking
about. So, but I do have a meeting
at the last minute.
So I do have a meeting with my trainer on Wednesday. We do a weigh-in and we double check every once a month and see how things are going. But the goal is health overall. And while I may not look the fittest, I have enough energy to do everything that I need to do. And progress comes over time. And if you're doing a lifestyle change, you can't try to go cold turkey and stop eating things you know you shouldn't eat. Just be mindful. Everything in moderation. Smaller portions, like eat less hours during the day, fast more, drink more water. And exercising is really just about the health of my body overall, my cardiovascular system, making sure that my endurance is where it needs to be so I can keep up with a six-year-old. Just health overall.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do now is we are going to have what is called the boss moment. We have on Will Talk Monday what is called Will Talk Moment. At this time, we're going to have what is called the boss moment. You all, in the description, you will see all of the affiliate links for everything Gassiya is going on. I want you all to go over there and support her like crazy. Support her. But what I want her to do right now is I want her to tell you where you can find her at and then I want her to tell you like some things that she has getting ready to come out. But also I want her to leave you with a nugget from the boss at this time as well.
All right, you guys. So my name is Shanitria Beatty. You can find me on all social media platforms under Shanitria Beatty or Spirals, Kinks, and Coils. I am on YouTube under Shanitria Beatty and Spirals, Kinks, and Coils. You can also find me on Instagram and I'm even on TikTok. I do currently have an Etsy shop. It is called Super Blessed by SB, where I have created some placeholder some cash placeholder slips, and I've created a digital download savings challenge based on scriptures where you get to know a little bit more about the Bible while you save and get to understand what those scriptures mean. I have a detailed rendition of all of those things right on my YouTube channel under Shanitria Beatty. Make sure you go check me out. Like, comment, subscribe, and follow. A nugget from the boss. This is a good question. So this is the nugget that I want to leave you with. No man knows the day or the hour. Tomorrow is not promised. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I dare you to let him into your life, to let him into your heart. I dare you to repent, to announce and say out loud, repent for your sins, renounce and say out loud, that Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. Believe that he died for your sins on the cross, and 3 days later he rose again and you will be saved. Know that there is absolutely nothing that you could ever, ever do that would ever make God stop loving you. And know that there's only three things you need to do to get back into good graces with God. First, you want to repent, and that means you take a full 180 and you turn from that sin and you don't repeat it. You don't do it again. The next thing you want to do is you want to renounce. You want to renounce any covenants and any word curses, anything that you did or said or allowed into your life that was opposite the word of God. And then you want to replace it with scripture. Get into the word, read the Bible, let it play on the Bible app while you're sleeping. Let it get into your spirit. Put on your full armor of God, like it says in Ephesians 6, and keep your sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, sharp. That's my nugget for y'all.
You all, she's definitely coming back. We still got to get back on We'll Talk Monday to talk about her surviving, her survival story some more. I promise you, I will give you more. I will give you more time than one day notice. Willie, I ain't even give you a one day notice. I just
next time I'm going to say no to your one day notice. I'm be like, nah, I ain't
going
to be able to do it.
It wasn't even a one day notice. It was like
it was 3 hours.
3 hours.
I pushed it to 4.5 hours. I was still at work. You text messaged me at like 4 o'clock. Like, hey, can we record at 7? What? Where they do that at? Like, what? What are you talking about?
But like a boss, like a true boss that she is, as only God could allow her, she came in and she totally poured out to us so much. So we appreciate you. You are fam to us over here. And anything that we can do to support you, you know, we got your back always.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right. See y'all soon. As I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed. Be blessed. And be a blessing to someone else. Peace.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.